Well, farmers in the Shenandoah Valley are always eager to learn the agricultural weather forecast, and looking at the remainder of the month of August, farmers in the Shenandoah Valley can expect temperatures to be higher than normal and precipitation to be about normal between now and the end of August. Brad Rippey is a meteorologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He gives us the big picture, the national weather outlook for late August.
Taking a look ahead, this is the National Weather Service Week 2 outlook and covers the time period from August 18th through the 24th. We are looking at the majority of the country expecting near or above normal temperatures and precipitation as we move into the latter half of August. Greatest likelihood of those hot conditions will be focused from the central and southern Great Plains eastward to the southern Atlantic coast. The only area expecting below normal temperatures as we move into August 18th through the 24th will be northern New England. In terms of precipitation, actually some good news for the west. From the 18th to 24th of August, we are expecting much of the west to see above normal precipitation. That includes not only the monsoon areas of the Rockies and Southwest, but we may also see some beneficial precipitation arriving in the Pacific coast states. One area, though, expected to be dry or mostly dry as we move into the second half of August, the southeastern Great Plains extending eastward to the lower Mississippi Valley and including the western Gulf Coast region.
Meteorologist Brad Rippey with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Taking a quick look at the ag calendar, of course, the Rockingham County Fair continues through Saturday night. I'm Ish on 96.9 WSIG, Real Country, Real People.